A Central Illinois father who's now in quarantine says he wants people to take stay-at-home more seriously.
I'm scared for my life. I'm scared that my children ain't gonna have a father.
That's David Stokowski of Lexington. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times.
It's Friday, April 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus. McLean County yesterday saw its largest surge in COVID-19 cases to date, 11 new people infected. That brings the county's total up to 31. Health officials say 6 of the previous COVID-19 people have recovered, while 17 remain in self-quarantine and 6 remain hospitalized, 1 in intensive care. 2 patients have died. As the state reported 715 new cases, Governor J.B. Pritzker launched a statewide effort called All in Illinois to reinforce the state's core message, backed by scientists and public health officials, to stay at home and stay safe. Illinois State University alum Jane Lynch was one of the celebrities pitching in a PSA video for the campaign.
Thinking about how all of you are doing your part to stop the spread of this awful virus, you're all heroes to me.
Another person hoping more people heed the stay-at-home order is 54-year-old David Stokowski of Lexington. The father of 3 is quarantined in a tent in his backyard. He's on day 4 of breathing problems and the chills. He's waiting on the results of the COVID-19 test he took Wednesday at a Bloomington ER.
I'm not going to pull punches. I'm scared for my life. I'm scared that my children ain't going to have a father. I'm scared that my wife is going to have to, deal with what happens now.
David is a long-term HIV survivor, and now he's on the front lines of another public health crisis, one that he wishes people were taking more seriously.
I drove by Menards to go get my test done yesterday. Great, they got 11% sale going on, but their parking lot was filled to the gills, and that's just irresponsible and not thinking about the others.
David says he has no idea where he might have contracted COVID-19. He says he's adhered to the stay-at-home order himself since it's been in effect. If you are venturing out, Bloomington Normal Parks and Rec officials have some guidance for what's allowed and what's not in the great outdoors. Parks are open, but playgrounds are closed because they're social gathering places and there's a risk of surface-to-person transmission. Normal Parks and Rec Director Doug Damery says people seem to be playing by the rules.
There's no way we can police that 24 hours a day or even during daylight hours. That's a tall order, so people just have to practice good responsibility and good decision-making.
Constitution Trail is open. Patrick Dullard with Friends of the Trail says the amenity is once again proving its value to the community.
People are really, really needing it right now, and they're using it, and it's one of the places they're still open. So we hope that can continue. I think it can as long as people respect those social distancing rules.
To keep safe, Dullard recommends exploring some of the more remote parts of the 40-mile trail toward Shirley, Towanda, or in West Bloomington. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Special Olympics Illinois has canceled its 2020 state summer games in Bloomington Normal due to the coronavirus. The Eaton Gallery in downtown Bloomington is offering a front window art exhibit through April 20th, allowing the public to enjoy local art while practicing some social distancing. And Heartland Community College has donated personal protective equipment from its health sciences program to Advocate Broman Hospital in Normal and another hospital in Lincoln. See more on these stories and our daily blog at WGLT.org/coronavirus. Now let's turn to how public works crews in Bloomington Normal are trying to reduce their risk for exposure. More from Eric Stock.
A majority of public works employees in Bloomington Normal are working limited shifts. Some are working every other week. Others are working every third week as both cities scale back to essential services. That includes trash and recycling pickup, water main breaks, and other emergencies. Bloomington Public Works Director Kevin Cothey says routine maintenance will have to wait until the shelter-in-place order is lifted.
Fixing inlets or patching streets, those types of non-emergency things are not being done right now. We're just addressing more emergency situations.
The Water Department Director in Normal, John Burkhart, says he's keeping about two-thirds of his staff at home each week, so they have staff ready to step in if someone becomes infected with the coronavirus.
If something came through the Water Department and one person got sick, we'd have a chance to get, you know, all 29 people sick in one day. And then there's only a couple employees left to run the facility for multiple weeks.
Burkhart says the town's water supply or quality won't be affected by keeping the skeleton crew. CDC says the COVID-19 virus has not been detected in drinking water. And Normal Public Works Director Wayne Aldrich asks residents to wait until the trash and recycling bins are full before setting them out to help drivers save time on their routes.
They can make bigger piles, so instead of smaller piles. So this all, you know, increases our efficiency of picking the waste up, and this actually goes year-round as well.
Administrative staff for both Bloomington and Normal are still working from home. For the Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, there are not a lot of reasons to mark your calendars these days, but go ahead and do it for Sunday night. We're hosting the first installment of the WGLT-WCBU Stay at Home Concert Series, presented by CEFQ. We've got five great acts lined up for a virtual concert on our Facebook page. Listen in, starting at 7 o'clock Sunday night. Thanks for listening. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. More at CIRA.com.